So far, the process has been positive because you remember that the two facilitation teams have been rejected by the opposing sides. The first was the UN envoy Said Djinnit, who was rejected by the opposition, and the second joined the international facilitation team. Was somehow expunged of one of its members, namely Professor Batili, who was rejected by the ruling party and the associate parties for various reasons. Now, the region has come up with an even robust team, which is I'll say embodied, in the person of President Museveni, the current president of Uganda, and the current actually chairman of the Regional Initiative on Burundi. He's a man who's been on the deck since the early 90s in our country, when we had our first crisis, major crisis in 93, with the assassination of Meki Ndadaye. Now, I think the most positive outcome so far was the fact that both sides have agreed to dialogue. That's number one, and under the facilitation of President Museveni. So there's no doubt that this time around we have hope that we deliver. Now, the sides will meet again tomorrow. Now under the facilitation of the Minister of Defense of Uganda, who will come and remain here permanently to help us sort out all those unresolved issues here and there. That's the main outcome so far. We have not finished yet.
Some civil society groups and opposition groups have expressed concern that given the 2 weeks window within which President Museveni is supposed to help with the negotiations, it is too short a time to resolve all the issues ahead of the postponed or rescheduled elections. What are your views?
It has never been the case that the signs we have to resolve all the issues before the elections. If you look at the decisions in Dar es Salaam, rather, on May the 13th, May the 31st, and July the 6th, it has never been the case that all the issues have to be emptied before the elections. Or they said, rather, that some of the issues have to be discussed among stakeholders so that the elections are held, I would say, a less tense environment, let's put it that way. And that's exactly what has been going on, although we wish that the region and other international actors were here even long time before we entered into this situation. So our views is that those who say that 2 weeks or 1 week ahead of the elections is too short a time are exactly like your students who spend their term enjoying themselves, and when it comes to the exam, to sit for the exam, they say no, a week or two is too short a time.
Some people have also questioned the choice of President Museveni to be the mediator, especially when they say that he has removed term limit in his country. And here they accuse President Nkurunziza of trying to seek so-called a controversial third term or re-election. They say that, his mediation itself is questionable because of his pedigree in his democratic practice in Uganda. What is your take on that?
Frankly speaking, I don't think there's any serious political activist or even civil society activist who will come with that argument because number one, whatever the past of President Museveni, we all agree on one or two things about him. Number one, he is an incumbent president of a state, a respected man, stateman in the region. Number two, President Museveni was the key architect of the inter-Burundian talks in the mid-90s all the way to 2004 and 5. Nobody had questioned his capacities then. Why should they question his capacities today? Number four, these people, those who say so, I wish they were so clear in their statement, but I was at the opening ceremony yesterday and I was at the closing ceremony today. I saw all of them there. All the political spectrum, you know, was represented there. I didn't see anybody who was missing. Those from the civil society, those who were from the opposition, those from the radical opposition, those who called for violent demonstrations a few weeks ago, all of them were there. For me, there's no doubt about the capacity of President Museveni to run. Number five, let me say that whether a country has term limits or does not have term limits, it is a choice of a country. May I remind you kindly that you do not have term limits in Europe, and not the questions European leaders about their capacity to run. In the United States of America, you have senators who have served for 30, for 40 years, and nobody has questioned their capacity to run the affairs of their country. Why should it be the case in Africa?
Looking at how the talks have gone so far, how sure will Burundians feel about having a peaceful election after the talks?
I think that the key point here is for us to go into elections having a number of agreed upon principles and items that need to be sorted out. They might not be sorted out in 2 or 3 days, but the good thing is we have agreed that we start in earnest our discussions and dialogue and interaction, and that whichever issue will remain unresolved before the election will be taken up after the election. The thing is, our country remains here. We are not running away from the country. The country is not running away from us. If those issues are there, then we have to sit down and discuss them and resolve them. Whether it is before the election or after the election, the most important thing is we have to sort them together.